Okay, we'll continue on down our list with an 8 KPR. Bob, stand by WADW. Good evening, Bob.
Good evening, Ron, everybody else on the net. Sounds like you had an interesting life there on the railroad, Ron. Saw your job for a young man, though. I don't think at our advanced age we can handle that. But definitely interesting. Some of that stuff's always amazed me. It's like, I mean, especially in the early days, you know, laying the track from east to west. It's like, holy moly, how do you actually do that? Logistics got to be crazy. But other than that, not a whole lot going on this end. Going to be taking off for the holiday here, St. Louis, Missouri. But go down there, visit my daughter, have Thanksgiving down there with my other daughter from Cleveland. She's going down there too, her husband and my granddaughter, or her daughter, whatever. And what else is going on here? I think the leaves, pretty much, I'll be done when I get back home. It'll be, I'm sure all the leaves will be off the tree. There's probably only 10% left up there. And between the wind and the rain, it should come down. And I'll just scoop them up, and then I can put the tractor away and everything else. But let me see here. Anything new? Nope, not really. I'll turn it back to you, Ron. Net Control, this is KPR.
All right, Bob. Yeah, there was one, I think it was my first or second year, there was a train derailment nearby that our crew had to go over and help with. They took us off what we were doing, so left the track open, and went to work on this train derailment. One of the cars was loaded with lead car parts, and when it went off the track, it basically dug itself a hole almost 20 feet deep. It almost buried itself in the ground. So it went off, it just plowed itself right in. So, and you would think, if you've never seen a derailment or how they do anything, you would think they would bring in cranes and things like that. But actually, all of them are done with some, considering, fairly small bulldozers. They're special bulldozers. And at the time, I'm not sure if they're here, but they came up from Ohio. And they were specially designed that basically they get underneath and they lift those cars up and they swing them back over, put them back on their wheels on the track, and continue on to the next one. So quite amazing to watch the teamwork that these guys do with these bulldozers. And, you know, I was amazed. I'm thinking, where's all the big, you know, cranes and everything to lift these things up? And nope. These are able to get in there, get where they need to be with these bulldozers, and get all these trains, even the locomotives and things on the track, because we said a couple of times the crane went down. So the crane is actually riding the left side on a rail. The right side, there's no rail as he's pulling it up in front of him. So he's pulling the rail for the right side underneath him as he's traveling, and he has to get it into the tie plates, these plates that are gauged correctly, to get them underneath. And once in a while that rail would snap at the weld and he would go right off the end because there was no rail there, and the crane's on the ground and it's basically a big railroad crane. So again, bulldozers would come, lift this big old crane up, back it up, get it back on the rail, they'd put it back together, and we would continue on. So it was quite interesting. Next up on the list, WADW, standby KDAPAZ. Good evening, Dave.
Okay, real good there, Ron. KCAYVF, WADW. The leaf thing, I'm getting near the end here. I've got six 30-gallon cans out there today. That'll make 67 of them. And I probably should be able to finish with at least another maybe four or five cans maybe next week if the weather cooperates where I can get out, so I do that. Not a whole lot else going on here. We got a furnace service guy coming tomorrow. We had our work done on the air conditioner earlier this year. We had a recall on our furnace about 2 years ago, and he was saying that recall, they've modified it. There was a problem with the recall fix. So they're going to be doing that tomorrow. Anyway, that's about all I got. We'll turn it back to their KCAYVF, WADW.
Yeah, Dave, that furnace is kind of important for this time of year, so hopefully mine's going okay so far. Everything's worked out. I haven't changed the filter yet. Normally, I only change it once a year. I clean it multiple times throughout the year, just blow it out and that, because it's one of the, it's not one of these $5 or $2, $3, $5 furnace filters. This thing's a $40 filter, so I only change it once a year, but it does a good job. We had it serviced a few years ago. I had, who was it? One of the big furnace companies, I was having problems with it, and they came out multiple times and oh, yeah, it's fixed, and no, it wasn't. And they'd come out again, oh, no, okay, we got it fixed this time, and no, it did. Each time it was a $100 bill. So I went to a different guy, and I said, here's what it's doing. He says, well, it's all before this. It's your circuit board. He said, well, if you want to, you can order your own circuit board and put it in, or if you want me to, I'll come back and put it in. Well, the new board was missing a couple of wires. The old board had two wires that the new board didn't, so I didn't know what to do with those. So he came back, put it in. It's worked like a charm ever since. So I think it was GW Heating, something like that, GW Heating and Cooling. Yeah, they were out like five or six times, so I spent $600 to get this fixed, and they never got it working. He came out once for $60 and fixed it, so never know. All right, Minnie, you're up next. KDAPAZ, stand by, Greg. Good evening, Minnie.
Well, good evening, KC8YVF. This is KD8PAZ. I'll say good evening to everyone on the net there. Got a good net going here, and sounds like everybody is all ready for Thanksgiving there. I took my turkey out yesterday and put it in the refrigerator, so it'll be ready for Thursday, and we'll have about nine people here in my little house here, but we manage. We get everything done. My granddaughter's coming down from Midland to help me, so the other granddaughter, she'll be over later on, her and her husband-to-be. So anyway, other than that, we're going to have turkey and dressing and mashed potatoes and gravy, the whole works. This is KD8PAZ, back to KC8YVF.
All right, Minnie, sounds like good food and a good time. Yeah, if everybody shows up, we'll have nine here, but also problem, we throw in nine people, nine cats, and two dogs. So it turns into a zoo, and four of the cats can't be with any of the dogs or the other cats, so it's trying to get everybody separated and then allow people to move around the house and that. So it's kind of a coordinated ballet of things going on to make this happen on the holidays. So wife's got it down pretty much to a T, and she's getting along much better. She's able, with her knee replacement, she's walking around. She's doing pretty good right now. No crutches, no canes, no walkers, no nothing. So she was actually been able to go out and walk Myers and Home Depot and Menards and that, so she's getting along pretty good. All right, next up on the list, KE8AZN, Greg, and then we'll be at the list. I'll do another station break. Go right ahead, Greg.
Well, I'm hoping that my signal is a little bit better there. That helps. I'm using an ICOM 7100, so other than that, we were in SAG and potentially we stopped in at Chili's, and the family enjoyed a pretty Thanksgiving dinner. It's actually Thanksgiving dinner, and we're obviously a year later on this week, we may go visit some other families there too. So, but anyway, I'm glad to hear everybody's doing all right, and wishing everybody a very happy
Greg, I was able to cop all of that. It was a lot of static in there with it, but I was able to copy all of it. I know it kind of changes with you. Yesterday on the net, you were coming in really good, and then today it kind of it's there. It was a solid copy, but a lot of scratchiness on it, so who knows. All right, this is Ron, KC8YVF, for the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association Monday Night Net. Do I have any additional check-ins? Call now.
This is the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association repeater in Saginaw.